USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.